Christmas is just around the corner and it's a great celebration. Absolutely, the coming of Jesus, the Saviour of the world, is something that's definitely worth celebrating. But for some, it'll be a hollow celebration. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Jesus came not to condemn the world but to save it. Out of God's stupendous love to offer up his life to pay the price of my sin and yours. Amazing grace. But some, even some who give intellectual assent to that fact, who say, yeah, sure, I believe that, who claim to be Christians, haven't yielded their lives completely to Jesus, haven't been born again both of water, shorthand for repentance, and of the Spirit, living the new life. And in doing so, they've rejected God's love, and that rejection has a serious consequence. Here it is, John chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. They are judged by this fact. The light has come into the world, but they did not want the light. They wanted darkness because they were doing evil things. Everyone who does evil hates the light. They will not come to the light because the light will show all the bad things that they've done. But anyone who follows the true way comes to the light. Then the light will show whatever they have done was done through God. We can say that we believe in Jesus, but still not be born again. We can call ourselves Christians and still live lives of rebellion against God in open rejection of his great love towards us through Jesus, his Son. Unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Unless you are born both of water, which is repentance, and of the Spirit, which is renewal, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. By all means, celebrate Christmas, but hey, this year, let's make it real. That's God's word fresh for you today. And there is such power in the word of God, power to save, power to transform our lives, power to enter into eternal life. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.